Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
Is this thing working?
Yeah, it's working.
Okay. I think we already got ate by zombies, you guys. The zombie apocalypse came and got all of us, and we're just... Where's Dakota? Is he here? Did he drop off? Did we lose Dakota?
Dakota, did you die?
Dude, he was supposed to do the intro. That's why it was so quiet. Dakota's gone. She's dropped now, dude. I'm so scared.
What happened? He knows we're not good to be left alone.
No.
Oh, okay, my bad, guys. I don't know what happened.
Okay,
I got hung up, but I'm back. All right. Let's redo this. Rewind real quick.
Man. None of that actually happened.
Talk radio. Yo, it is Roasting the World presents the Degenerate Duo. I'm the star of the show, the king of fat people, the king of Denmark, and the king of comedy, Dakota. This is my co-host, the man, the myth, the legend of Facebook jail, Shane, and everybody knows the lovely Lacey. So let's get this show going, guys.
Yay.
Sorry for that miss on there, guys.
Yay.
I made it. I'm here. I did it. All right.
Well, we were worried that we were talking about zombies this week, so we were worried that the zombies got you. We got really scared there for a minute. We didn't know what to do.
That's what happened.
You can't leave us alone.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, guys. I was attacked. I ran. So I'm out of breath today just because I'm fat and I moved.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm here.
That'll happen.
I made it. But anyways, guys, like they were saying, this week's episode is about zombies. But before we get into that, what's everybody been up to? We took a week off. I hope everybody's relaxed and, ready and good. And
oh,
yeah,
man,
what's everybody
been
up to?
I've just been burning in the summer heat, man. I hate the summertime. I don't like the heat. I'm not a fan. I'm not like a beach person. You know what I mean? Like, I like fall and winter, and spring's okay, I guess, but... It's been like 90, 95 degrees in Seattle the past few days, and it just sucks, to be honest.
Oh,
I've been like, I've just been kind of dragging ass all day, every day, because it's so damn hot. Like, you know, and I'm fat. That doesn't help. And I drink, so I'm always dehydrated. So I'm just whining, I guess. But aside from the heat, it's been pretty cool, man. I've just been hanging out. Me and the wife watching movies and just taking it easy, you know. We went bowling a couple times. That's always fun, you know. So I haven't been up to a lot. I've just been hanging out, complaining about the heat. But
what's up?
Well, I worked 16 days in a row. And
well, damn.
My second job doesn't have any air in the kitchen, so I actually fell out one day. Have heat exhaustion
Dang.
Another
Your
day.
Your second job sounds like my first job.
It is. Actually, I'm your partner in crime half the time. So we actually survived without dying or killing each other. So that's great.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure I died
kitchen,
the other
man.
Day.
Was...
It was so hot back there.
Yeah, no, man. Working in the kitchen, well, when we had the big heat wave, whatever, like a month ago where it was like 115 degrees, they shut down like all the restaurants because fucking cooks were passing out and shit because it's not normal to have AC up here like anywhere. You know what I mean? AC is a very rare thing in Seattle because it usually doesn't get that fucking hot, you know?
Right.
And my wife works at a restaurant and they had to close the whole restaurant down because the cooks were literally getting heat stroke like, they'd have an ambulance come and pull one dude out and shit. It was bad. All right, I'm glad I don't work in a fucking kitchen, dude. That's rough.
Yeah,
shit.
It's very swamp-assy back there.
Oh, I bet.
That's all I got to say. It just gets very swamp-assy. All right, guys. With that, let's jump into some zombie talk. Let me set the scene for you guys, and you guys tell me what you guys would use and need for this. All right. You wake up. You look outside and you see this people running and zombies attacking. What do you do? Shane, you first.
I died real motherfucking quick, dude. I gotta be honest. Like, I can't even pretend to be like some kind of badass. Like, well, I'm gonna take a baseball bat and I'm gonna find some fucking barbed wire and wrap that shit up. Now I'm gonna go to the Walmart and get all the canned goods that I can survive on. Now I'm gonna be like, whoa, what the fuck's going on? And then chomping my neck. Oh shit, that's it. That's the honest. Now if I was trying to be cool about it, first thing I would do is wish I had a gun, because that would be nice. But right. In a zombie, really, in a zombie apocalypse, a gun really ain't worth shit because you need bullets, and bullets were not quick.
Right. So,
you know,
when you run out of bullets, all you got is paperweight.
I want like a blunt force. I would want a baseball bat. Like maybe I tweak out with some nails in it or some badass shit, something like that. Because also you can fight in like tighter spaces with that, or a nice hammer. Ooh, but just beat them in the face. Because it depends on the zombies too. Because are these like the slow walking zombies, or are these the quick mean ones from like Walking Dead type zombies? You know what I mean? Because they're slow and stupid. Mm-hmm. I'll take a blunt force object
right.
Any day of the week.
Like this,
and then
slow
learn
and stupid
how to make
ones, you can out like walk them and shit. You know what I mean? You just like, oh, you're coming at me. Let me go this way.
Right. There's so fucking many of them.
Let's
yeah.
say they're the zombies from 38 Days Later. Like, not like intelligent, but like they're fast and
they're fast though.
Just fucking,
yeah, fast
yeah.
zombies are scary.
Like
so
they're fast and coked out and whatnot.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, that's when I make sure that I run next to somebody who runs slower than me, and I trip the hell out of them and keep going. Like,
right.
I make sure I got a knife
out in the
and
wild.
I'll slice them along the way so that they can smell the blood, and I'll stop for one person. I'm not even kidding you. If I don't like you, best stay away from me running away from these people. I'm just saying.
If it comes down to me and you, it's going to be me surviving, I tell you what.
Well, I mean, if I cared about the person, it would be different, but then again,
yeah.
you know, all most people that I care about can
yeah,
run quicker
yeah,
than me.
You might
so.
Feel a little guilty, but you'll just do it anyway.
Yeah.
If the choice is being ate by zombies or your cousin Rick's got to go, nice knowing you, Rick. I'll take time to feel bad after I outrun these zombies that are eating you. I'm out.
I know
well,
some
shit, I'm already so stoned, they just think I'm one of them anyway, so. I'm so stoned all the time,
yeah,
the zombies just think I'm one of them. They're like, his eyes are red, and he's not moving. All right, he's with us.
Oh, you do like Bill Murray did in Zombieland, where he pretended to be a zombie.
Oh, shit, yeah.
He would just walk amongst them and shit. Yeah, and they were all too stupid to know what the fuck was going on.
Oh, my God. Did you ever see part two of
so
Zombieland?
So my plan is to die. So far, my plan is to die as probably as quickly as possible, just get it over with. Lacey's plan is to kill
Lacey's
everybody.
Plan is to trip somebody.
It's to trip somebody.
Hey,
and
also, I'm just going to say, if also,
and my plan's
like,
to blend
if
in.
It's just me, I would fight hardcore. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I'll make sure that I'm pissed off first. When I'm pissed off, I am deadly.
That's true.
So I will
yeah,
make sure that I'm pissed off first.
In, it's different.
Yep.
I don't think I could ever do like the fast zombies. I mean, I wouldn't even really probably try to survive that much because, dude, my cardio is
That's
not
where,
up to par.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
That's
you know,
where
when
I
you talk about those
really
badass
like
fast scary zombies, fuck, dude. I mean, what are you gonna do? And there's like 10 of them. What are you gonna do? But is they all like, bird? You can just kind of scoot away. Like, walk, like, 1.5 times speed, not even jogging, and just go away. Yeah, baseball bat, and hopefully a backpack full of food and water would be nice. And just keep walking, you know, I suppose. Go from store to store and just try to fill your backpack up with food and water every time you stop somewhere. Oh, what's not perishable? Twinkies. Let's do Twinkies and some bottled water and some beer. And let's go. The zombies are coming. We better walk away. Anywhere. Yeah, you'd be fine.
Yeah. I think, like, the moment that I know
sleep,
that I'm going
to
die, like, I'm sorry, my bad.
Can't lone wolf it. You gotta make like a crew of people so that you can like sleep in shifts and stuff.
Oh yeah.
If you're out on your own, you just be passed out. The zombies come up on you and you wouldn't even know it. And then you're surrounded by like 30 zombies and you're super fucked. Yeah, you can't really lone wolf it.
Well, see, my thing is though, the zombies. Yeah, that's one thing to worry about. But what about the other people? Because you got to think,
right.
Like, some people are going to start getting desperate and crazy during this shit.
You
got
to
make
sure,
like,
you trust,
to me, that's
really
the main people you
got to,
like, worry about, the other person. Or otherwise, you'll end up like what Lacey's going to do to you and trip you as you're running off.
Okay,
well,
so
the thing is, if you're,
I'll look at you guys as being somebody that I'm friends with. I wouldn't trip y'all. I would make sure that we're with somebody else that we could trip together.
Yeah, that's right. So you gotta get crew together. It's just like in Star Trek. There's gotta be the red shirts, dude. There's gotta be some of you, and they're just here to sacrifice. So.
Yep.
So we
like
better
you're the next
humans
red
can
shirt
live forward.
All right. It has to be a red shirt, but as long as it's not the red eyed, I don't care.
That's right.
I'm sacrificing them.
That's right.
Well,
all right,
guys,
so anyways,
I hate to tell you guys, but I got to run in a few.
We hate to tell you, but we're kicking you off the show right now. Get off our show. Go eat.
Yeah.
All right.
Get off our show.
Eve, go now. You got to leave us. Why are you still here? I'm hanging you up.
You know.
Don't even say bye. I am hanging
you
up
you
right now.
You love me.
Bye.
You're just
hanging up
on dinner.
Yes. Everybody, it was Lacey's birthday last week, and her friends are taking her for dinner, so excuse her, you know, whatever, bye.
Yay!
Make sure not to trip your friends or anything, whatever, we're not cool.
Yeah, don't eat with anybody from Denmark. If anybody there's from Denmark,
yeah.
You punch them in the nose.
I'll definitely see y'all for next week's show, though, so.
All right. Well, have fun.
Adios.
And, yep.
Happy late birthday to you.
She's hung up, we good, dude, I hung her up.
All right.
Hey, I got the switchboard. I can hang anybody up.
Oh, man. You got the power.
I got the power.
You're the producer.
We won't do a long show, guys. We'll just mumble on for 10, 15 more minutes, and we'll call it afternoon.
Yeah, you're clever.
But anyways, back to the zombie talk, bro. What's your favorite zombie movie, if you have one? I mean, you know.
Oh, I don't know, man. I mean, 28 Days Later was pretty cool. I did like that one. Because it was more of like kind of a grittier, sort of almost more realistic take on it, I guess, to a degree.
Right.
You know? But, I mean, zombie movies were never my shit. I like a lot of the funny ones, like Shaun of the Dead, of course. I watched that shit like
once or twice
a year still.
Best ever.
Fucking... Yeah, I still watch that shit. If it's on TV, I'll watch the shit out of it. Like, you know, it comes on Comedy Central every now and again. Oh, fuck yeah, dude, I'll watch that movie. What else? You know, a lot of these zombie movies, I like them if they do something really weird and different. Like, I tried to get into,
yeah.
I actually read the comic book of Walking Dead, and I liked it, but I never really got into
the
show.
The comic book's
comic
book's way different than the show, like. Don't get me wrong. Some of it
the comic actually
the same,
went a lot
but,
harder. The comic book was definitely more of an R-rated, you know, where they can only do it so
exactly.
much on TV. Like there's some shit in there, but the TV show itself is just such a huge investment because it's like, fuck, what, an hour an episode, 14 episodes a season, 10 seasons.
Yeah.
Like I'm never gonna watch that, dude.
Here's the final season.
Oh,
the one
really?
Coming up starts in August. Yeah, it's this right here ends it. But there's so many spinoffs already that's happened. There's already two other shows, and then there's a few movies there.
Do you
got
watch Walking Dead?
That,
I mean, I guess it's a really good show. I just never got into it. You know,
when it first came out, I wasn't into it, and then I was dating this girl that was like real into it, like season two or three or some shit. And I started watching it from there. And then, I caught up on the episodes and shit. And then I didn't really watch last season because, to me, it kind of got boring with all the other shows and shit. But I'm going to sort of watch this season just to see what happens. Because it's the last, you know, I got to see who they kill off and everything. But, All in all, I'll give it a 9 out of 10 for zombie shows. I mean, there's a few shows out there that wasn't. There's another one that was called Z Nation that was like a comedy zombie show, and it was all right. And besides that, it used to come on Sci-Fi, like, I want to say 10 years ago or so. And then, But to me, the best zombie movies to watch, and just because they're so cheesy, stupid, are like those C-list zombie movies, you know, like Island of the Dead Part 2, and then it'd be like where all these kids are going to an island for a rave or some shit, and then zombies attack. It doesn't explain why they're zombies. It doesn't tell you who started
it's
just zombies.
That's all you need to know.
So, I mean, yeah, that's all you need to know. There's zombies on this island that people are throwing raves at. But, to me, those are the best ones because they're just so cheesy, stupid that they're just good to watch, you know, funny type shit. But, besides that, Walking Dead's all right if anybody wants to check that out. Zombie movie-wise, 38 Days Later is probably one of the best ones. Dawn of the Dead's okay, the original one and the remake's good. The one with fucking Brad Pitt in it's alright too. I forget what the fuck it's called.
World War Z.
That one's actually pretty good. Yeah, the book's better, but the movie's alright.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, those are probably the best choices for zombie movies out there. And this is coming from a stoner who watches a lot of movies.
Well, there's one actually I was thinking about renting that I saw on Vudu. But it's probably on everything. It's probably on Prime Video, all that shit, you know what I mean? Whatever streaming you use. But it's called Train to Busan, and it's like, I think it's Korean or some shit. It's an Asian movie.
I've
can't read it.
Parts of it. It's actually pretty good. I've seen parts of it. It's actually pretty
good. It
looks
cool because the whole thing obviously is just like a zombie infestation, but people are on a fucking train. They're stuck on the train.
Yeah.
So it's
one of those like in the not the same purpose as how the Saw movies are, but like that like what do they call it, like that like the gore and all that shit, like a torture porn.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it? Now that it's like sort of like one of those torture porn-ish movies, if that makes sense. Like it's a pretty good movie though.
Fucking zombies eating faces and shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of violence you'll see in that shit, dude. But I think it's a part two to it now too.
Oh really?
Well, shit, bro. We've talked for almost 20 minutes about zombies. You believe that?
Zombies.
You've done it.
Yeah, zombies. Really. I wish I was a little more interesting about it. Zombies. Is just not really my thing. Like, I remember zombies, especially like when Walking Dead first came out. Zombies was like the hot shit. Everybody was into zombies. It was like bacon and zombies. That was 2010 in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Bacon
and
zombies.
From like
you know?
07 to like 09 was werewolves and vampires because all that Twilight bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fucking
Twilight.
High school, dude.
I always said Twilight.
And before
Twilight's
that was Harry
about a pedophile. I always said that Twilight's a movie about a fucking pedophile chicken fucker. Because this dude is like 120 years old. He's down at the high school trolling for pussy, human pussy, which is his food. Okay, so it's a bestiality, pedophilia, fucking weirdo movie, dude. I do not like the Twilight shit. I don't think people should be allowed to watch it. It was written by a fucking Mormon, first and foremost, so let's keep that in mind. Don't trust the fucking Mormons. They're like, I bet you in fucking wherever where do we hate again? Denmark or whatever, probably tons of.
Oh yeah, Denmark.
There. Man, trust them. Tons
I think that's the number one thing over there is cousin fucking and Mormonism.
Mormonism, yeah. That's what's happening in Denmark. That's why they don't have time to listen to our fucking show. Too busy fucking their cousins.
No, what happened was, man, there's only like one internet connection thing over there, and they didn't pay the bill, so they just...
That's true, yeah.
Nobody's
still
on the
Wi-Fi
right
down in the whole country.
Yeah, and this,
like,
it's all uphill, you know.
What happens is the internet goes, Google's open, Marvin. Where's our internet? It's destroying the world.
I think that's what they sound like, kind of, right?
Yeah, it sounds all right.
Put the chicken in the pot, that kind of shit. That's what they sound like over there. Fuck them.
Denmark. On that note, before we lose any sponsors, I'm going to get to the sponsors.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we got any sponsors this week.
Straight face, Dakota, straight face. You got this.
There we go.
All right. Tired of all the stoners getting the good candy with their drugs in them? Then get yourself some meth gummies today. They keep you up all night and keep your hunger at bay. Shop gotmeth.com now. Also try their new heroin pops, crank sticks, and molly cakes.
Yay.
It's like the new Weight Watchers meth gummies. Care you lose 20 pounds in your first week. and 2 pounds of his teeth. He was 20 pounds of
right.
teeth in a week with new meth gummies.
All right. If you haven't been vaccinated yet, what are you waiting for? Sweaty palms? Being up all night in the day? Hunger for little coins and ghosts? Get the Pac-Man fever vaccine now before it's too late. All right, let's see. Let's try this one. Tired of Karens and snowflakes getting their way? Then help me, Dakota, cancel culture now. I hate all you fuckers.com. I know, man.
You fuckers.
I can't read my own shit. What the fuck, Dakota?
It's because
this ad was paid for by
so
Dakota.
Fucking damn.
I know. It's fried my brain, man.
It's fried your brain. Right,
I'm gonna try this one again.
Hot oven.
I'm gonna rewind this one.
All right. Okay.
Tired of Karens and snowflakes getting their way? Then help me, Dakota. Cancel culture now at IHateYouFucktards.com. This ad was paid for by Dakota, and the views of Dakota may not be the same views of the show. The listener world is not responsible for the words that come out of Dakota's mouth. No. I made it through that one. I did it.
All right.
Help fight AIDS with only $1 a day. That's right, all AIDS, from Gator to Power to Cool. We kick their asses for just $1 a day, guys. So help us help you be safe from all AIDS today. And last,
$1 a day.
And definitely least, fan of eating non-real meats? Check out Natural False Foods now. They grow the best meats from fowls to figs to chickens. They grow it all. No added bullshit. And their award-winning fresh-grown figs produce the greatest bacon bacon around. And those are the ads for the week.
The
I made
bacon,
it
bacon
through
back.
The paper on my floor.
Bacon is back.
It is back. More bacon than
bacon,
ever.
Bacon, bacon.
Less bacon. More bacon and less bacon than ever.
More bacon, less bacon than ever. Oh, man.
All right, man. We did it. We
did it.
I guess. I think we're about to say the same thing. You just want to end the show?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're cool, man. We did it.
I think we did it. We did it without Lacey. Yay. Yay us.
Yeah, hey, we got through it.
Look at that, Lacey. You're fired.
She'll
be back
next week, guys.
Will she? I don't know, man.
I got
the power to hang people up, so I can just hang her up again. So.
That's true.
Will she really be back next week? That's the thing, guys. It's all
we'll
up to me on this
out.
One.
Yep.
Write us in and let us know if you want us to let
evil.
Her back on the show.
Right. Everybody should be like, please, dear God, put Lacey back on the show.
Right. But anyways, like he said, we'll be back this week with another episode. We're not sure what we're going to do it on yet. I don't know. We'll figure it out later. I'll probably get stoned tonight and think of something. And,
there you go.
Yeah, for shizzles. Anything you want to add, bro, before we end it?
No, No, don't take meth gummies. Don't actually do that, even though they're our sponsor.
Yeah, really, don't do that,
them.
Guys. If that's a real thing, don't do meth gummies. They didn't pay us enough to sponsor them. Anyway, so, you know, they gave them the one little rub for the show. So it's all good. But if you want to take any gummies, take
right,
any one. All right, man. Been a great episode as always. Thanks everybody for listening. If anybody is still listening at this point, for us mumbling on there at the end.
Thanks for sticking around.
Thanks for sticking around, guys. Try to stay safe right now. If you haven't been vaccinated, fuck it, either of us. So I don't really care. Don't go around licking doorknobs and shit. It's kind of gross. I wouldn't do that shit anyways. So remember, guys, this is Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting.
Woo!